Pope Benedict XVI has sent a telegram to Archbishop Molinari of Aquila, Italy, expressing his sorrow and solidarity with the people of Abruzzo following Monday night's devastating earthquake. The quake struck 70 miles northeast of Rome near the medieval city of Aquila. Some 200 people have died and thousands injured in the quake, but the toll is destined to rise as rescue workers race to find people still trapped beneath the rubble. In his telegram, the Pope expresses his heartfelt participation in the suffering of the beloved people affected by the tragic quake. He also gives assurances of his fervent prayers for the victims, especially the children, asking the Lord to bring comfort to their families, and while giving affectionate words of encouragement to the survivors and the people who, in various ways, are helping in the rescue operations, he sent everyone his special apostolic blessing. Lydia O'Kane has been following the news for us. She filed this report.
While Italian residents in central Italy slept, the earthquake struck in the early hours of Monday morning, leaving a trail of destruction in its wake. Measuring 6.3 on the Richter scale, its epicenter was in the region of Abruzzo, east of Rome, and it was also felt in the Italian capital 110 kilometers away. Its power caused entire blocks of buildings to collapse, leaving dozens of people dead and others trapped under rubble. The most hard-hit area of the Abruzzo region was the 13th-century city of Aquila, which is home to around 70,000 inhabitants. The Archbishop of Aquila, Giuseppe Molinari, on Monday urged people to follow the directives given by the Civil Protection Authority for their own security and said that this was also a time for people to have faith in the Lord. The last major quake to hit central Italy was a 5.4 magnitude tremor that struck the south central Molise region on October the 31st, 2002, killing 28 people, including 27 children who died when their school collapsed. The country's civil protection authorities say that the quake may have left tens of thousands of people homeless, and it's also feared that the death toll from this disaster will rise further. I'm Lydia O'Kane.
Dr. David Booth, seismologist for the British Geological Survey, says further precautions should be taken for continuing aftershocks, which are rocking the region.
Italy is known to be very seismic, and such earthquakes will occur from time to time. And such earthquakes almost invariably cause aftershocks. And these aftershocks can cause damage because buildings have already been weakened. And even though the earthquakes tend to be smaller than the main shock, they can cause damage because the buildings are weaker. I can't also promise that the next event, when it occurs, which may be weeks, it may be years, it may be of the same size as the present one. There is a history of earthquakes which have been of similar magnitude, and in fact in 1997 the earthquake sequence there included about 8 earthquakes greater than magnitude 5 over 2 months, so that aftershock activity should be expected and precautions should be taken against further damage.